This goes to Dr. Sarvapalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I. Fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Angela Jimenez, J-I, M like Mary, E, N like November, E, Z like Zebra. Date of birth 12-1 of 1977. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Jimenez with stage 2 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and bipolar disorder. Her last visit was April 17th of this year. Since that time, she was hospitalized at United Memorial Hospital in Greenville, Spectrum. She had abdominal pain. A CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis with IV contrast was done, and it did find a left ovarian vein thrombosis. She has had a hysterectomy with bilateral oophorectomy, so she was surprised there was actually a blood clot in that location. She was hospitalized for 2 days. It was from 9-2 of 23 to 9-4, and she's discharged off all estradiol and off the C-I-M like Mary, Z-I-A, and now on Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. She has been referred to a hematologist in Grand Rapids. He scheduled another CT scan of her abdomen and pelvis. There was also some question about appendicitis. He wondered if she may have some chronic appendicitis. She may need further testing for bleeding and clotting disorders after she's off of the anticoagulants. She's not sure how long she will have to stay on them. She is feeling better today, and she has lost 10 pounds since her last visit on April 17th of this year. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She's still having some lower abdominal pain. That is improved after hospitalization, but it is still present. It's both right and left sides. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. They did treat her for a UTI while she was also hospitalized. And no current edema, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Medication list is reviewed. Also, her Paxil has been discontinued. That would be the other change in her current medications. Physical exam, the only vital sign she could get for us today was weight at 217 pounds. And labs, most recent lab studies were done after hospital discharge 9-15 of 2023. Creatinine was stable at 0.98. Estimated GFR is 60. Electrolytes are normal. The calcium is 9.5. Albumin, 4.2. Alkaline phosphatase was 135. Liver enzymes were normal. Phosphorus, 3.7. Hemoglobin, 13.5. White count was 8.81. Platelets elevated at 434,000. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 2, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no current progression of renal disease. 2, hypertension. 3, bipolar disorder, and 4, left ovarian venous thrombosis, being followed by hematologist in Grand Rapids. The patient should continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She should follow a low-salt diet and avoid oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. She'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.